Tell me what this last song is.
This next song's called Best Out of Me.
Okay. A little bit about it.
It's one of those sad love songs, but really about, you know, kind of, how do I say this? Navigating through some choppy waters and not, you know, sinking to the bottom and kind of saving yourself a little bit and knowing when to get up.
for the 11th time.
Yeah.
All right. Suzanne Santo, this is her and accompanying her, actually, Blaine Stark on electric guitar, Paul Doyle on drums. Those guys are great. Cool dudes, too. This is the song Best Out of Me on Independence Day.
Jealous and mean, I got lost in the anger that roars over me like a tidal wave, a rotten, bewitched and begotten from broken things inside of me. And the words I shelled out at you the night before are still scattered like shrapnel all over the floor, and I'm sweeping and I'm dusting and desperately busting my back to get you back to my door. You can ride me off, honey. You can rip out our pages. You can tell all your friends how we burned in the blazes, but I swear I won't be a train that keeps crashing and burning out of me. I see it in my family tree, yes I do, all those murderous words that'll cut you in two, and I don't want it in me, that haunted history that bruises the fruit black and blue. You can ride me off, honey. You can rip out our pages. Tell all your friends how we burned in the blazes, but I swear I won't be a train that keeps crashing and burning the best out of me. Of intentions, and I know sorrow will make its way out in the smoke.
Suzanne, I can't thank you enough for doing this show, coming on the show, and the first time too, coming on the show, because like that was the hardest thing when I started the show. Like, how the hell am I going to convince people to do this podcast?
Oh no, nobody knows me from Adam.
Now, I mean, I've built up a little bit of a reputation, I'd like to think, and people seem to be interested in doing it. I have a lovely time doing it, and I hope you did too.
I did. Thank you so much.
So please stay in touch.
Likewise.
You know, I hope the record sells like 20 million copies.
Woo! If it does, we can hang out on my boat
sometime. Please. I'll fly when I sell the show for $1 billion, I'll fly in on my blimp.
That sounds like a great
plan. I'll give
plan.
You a ride on my blimp. Yeah. Wait, how does it go? I'll give you a ride on my blimp if you give me a ride on your boat, and that's not a euphemism.
Cool. Can you bring your dog? She's awesome.
Totally. She is awesome. That's just my research assistant, Dorothy June. So again, best of luck with what you're doing. You've got a lot of stuff going on. You've got a lot of shows coming up for the rest of the year. And you're taking a band out on the road.
I'm taking a band for some of these little shows in, not little shows, but playing in New York on the 23rd. It's sort of like a record release at Mercury Lounge.
Mercury Lounge. I've played there myself.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm playing a festival in Montana, in Great Falls, Montana, Labor Day weekend. There's two festivals. And then Americana Fest in Nashville, and a great festival called Medicine Stone. And I'm going to butcher this, but it's like Tahlequah, Oklahoma. I don't know how to say it. No one's actually said it to me. And then I'm opening for Willie Watson in October. By myself, just
guitar.
Is
that this run of dates here?
Yeah, okay. There's that. And then there's some Honey dates in the beginning of October. Okay. I think we have a week and a half in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Which will be really fun.
Well, that's the thing. I love to say this on the show is that, you know, when an artist, because some of these artists are LA based, some are people based in other cities that come to LA, and this is just another stop on their tour. But like people, friends of mine in Chicago, you're playing at the Old Town School of Folk Music, which is a beautiful room.
Yeah, I've never been. I hear really good things about
it. It's really great. You're playing in like a little, you know, Newport, Kentucky, which from LA seems a little bit out of the way.
Yeah.
Great place. You know, you're playing in Ann Arbor. One of my favorite bands is from Ann Arbor. Columbus, kind of your home turf.